Donald Trump to Florida seniors, Democrat maniacs want to obliterate Medicare. By Charlie Spiering on October 3, 2019. President Donald Trump promised seniors on Thursday that he would protect Medicare from Democrat socialist ideas in the upcoming election. "As we gather this afternoon, Medicare is under threat like never before, you know that," Trump said. The president delivered remarks at the Villages, a senior citizen community in Florida, concerning protecting Medicare and signing an executive order to help streamline and improve the system. "In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge I would strengthen, protect and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens," he said. "You see, it is under siege, but it is not going to happen." He reminded them that leading Democrat candidates for president had already endorsed the concept of providing government-funded health care for illegal immigrants in a recent debate. "They put foreign citizens who break our laws and endanger our country. They put them way ahead of American citizens like you who obey all laws. I will never allow these politicians to steal your health care and give it away to illegal aliens." He warned that Democrats in Washington were promising free stuff to Americans in order to win the presidential election in 2020, including the false promise of universal government health care. "Almost every Democrat in Washington has backed a massive government health care takeover that would totally obliterate Medicare," Trump said, referring to the Medicare for All plans proposed by Democrats like Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Trump cited estimates that Medicare for All would cost $32 trillion and would force households to lose $17,000 a year. "These are maniacs. Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, you know, when I used to hit her, I thought she was gone," Trump said. "But she came back from the ashes. Now I'm gonna have to do it again because I don't see Sleepy Joe making it."